The Brian McClanahan Show, episode 324.
It's time to think locally and act locally. Welcome to the Brian McClanahan Show.
Welcome back to the Brian McClanahan Show. Glad to have you back on the program. Very glad to be here. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Brian McClanahan. Like my Facebook page at Brian McClanahan. And of course, subscribe to my YouTube page where you can watch this podcast at Brian McClanahan. You can find all those social media accounts on my webpage, brianmcclanahan.com. That's B-R-I-O-N, McClanahan.com. While you're there, give me an email address. I'll give you a free ebook, Forgotten Founders, and a free audiobook of the same title read by yours truly. You can support the show by going to brianmcclanahan.com/support. You can throw a few pennies my way, help keep the lights on, help keep the podcast going. You also get your Brian McClanahan book plate. If you got one of my books, including my newest, Southern Scribblings, and you want my autograph on it, just get you a book plate. I'll sign it and send it out to you. It's a great way to do that without having to exchange books and everything else. You can also support the show, and the best way to support the show is by going to McClanahanAcademy.com. It's always free to enroll there. When you enroll, you get a free class, 10 Myths of American History, and of course, those that are enrolled get the best deals on forthcoming courses. When I put a new class out, you get it for a deeper discount than anyone else. I've got a number of classes there. My most recent is The Founding Fathers, which is a great class. It's a look at 25 influential men from that generation and why they're still important today. But also, I've got some classes coming out in very short order. So we're going to see these things stacked on each other this year pretty fast. And I've got one coming out probably within the next 2 weeks. So you're going to want to get on McClanahan Academy because I'll give you the best deals when it comes out. And it's a class you are going to want, particularly if you're interested in Southern culture and intellectual history. That's just a big hint right there. So you want to get McClanahan Academy. You want to get on board with that. Also, don't forget to get your Brian McClanahan Show gear. You can get my logo and all kinds of cool stuff. Just go to that brianmcclanahan.com, click on the shop tab. You can get it there. You can get the Think Locally, Act Locally, stickers, hats, t-shirts, all that kind of stuff too. And of course, you can go to learntruehistory.com, T-R-U-E, Learn True History, where I teach with Tom Woods at his Tom Woods Liberty Classroom and a number of other great faculty members. And always rate this podcast wherever you get podcasts. Share it around on social media. Engage with me. Leave comments. Do things. I do respond to some of the comments. I do get your emails if you want podcast suggestions or if you want to give me a suggestion. I do read these things. And today, it's a nice example of how that works. I'm going to give you an episode based on a request to do an episode. So I'm not going to say who sent it because that would, you know, protect the innocent, so to speak. But this is a request. The request was, can you talk about Libertarian candidate Joe Jorgensen and why voting Libertarian is not just throwing your vote away? So I'm going to do this in a little different way because I've focused before on the Constitution Party, for example. I haven't done anything just exclusively on the Libertarian Party. The Libertarian Party is a mess in many ways because it's so fractured. You've got the left libertarians who, frankly, are problematic. You've got the right libertarians who, if I was going to side with a group, there would be the right libertarians. But here's the thing. The question I really want to get into, and I'll talk about Dr. Jorgensen and what she says about some things on her positions on issues, but I also want to talk about Kanye West. So that's why the title of this particular podcast is Kanye and Joe. And I'm going to start with an article that was published, this was in Spin, it was on spin.com, and it's a discussion of if Kanye was to enter the race, where would he be sitting right now in terms of polling? So the article says, Kanye West may want to be president, but he has a long way to go if it's actually going to happen, for a number of reasons. And the first piece of polling data to take into account the rapper mogul's candidacy, West is polling at a not-so-good 2%. Redfield and Wilton Strategies polled 2,000 registered voters in the U.S., and let's just say that they're not as impressed with West's platform as he seems to be. Joe Biden leads the pack with 48%, with Donald Trump second with 40%. When West is included in the poll, Trump's numbers dips to 39%, while Biden's remains the same. On July 4th, West issued his own declaration when he announced a presidential run. He was initially supported by Elon Musk, who has since walked back his endorsement following West's interview with Forbes. West has also shared in that interview that he's no longer voting for President Trump. He had COVID-19 and he's an anti-vaxxer. Trump's hope to run against Kanye, something that the Prez himself said he wanted in 2015, may actually harm the president if the numbers are accurate. West shared a new song that was a tribute to his late mother on Sunday titled Donda. The tune features Donda West reciting the lyrics to KRS-One's Sound of the Police. So that's all fine. I want to focus on these polling numbers. So a national poll, Jorgensen is polling at 1%. When Kanye West is included, Jorgensen polls at 2%. The Green Party candidate, Hawkins, polls at 1% both times. West gets 2%. So somehow, Donald Trump goes from 40% to 39%, but yet there's 4% more in here. I don't know how this works. The Biden thing is just crazy. But so you've got Kanye West and you've got Dr. Jorgensen, and I'm sure, I mean, you're going to have the Constitution Party, which doesn't get a whole lot of publicity, because we have this impression in the United States that voting for any one of these individuals is somehow going to pull votes away from Donald Trump or Joe Biden, depending on who you are, right? I mean, Kanye West, I'm going to talk about Kanye West and what he said about Joe Biden. It's interesting. Kanye West's positions on some things are interesting. And I think it speaks to one thing about Kanye West and what people miss about this issue of Kanye West and Kanye West being, this left winger. Kanye West is from Georgia. When you look at culture, this is where I said in the last podcast, culture matters, right? Kanye West is expressing views that are anti-Yankee in many ways. And that's what I talked about in the last podcast. It's anti-Yankee. You see, this is, we don't have a problem in America that's anything beyond Yankeeism. And this is my critique of this term liberty and what it actually means. It means different things to different people. To the Yankee, liberty means that I can be free from you not wearing a mask. That you have to wear your mask, that makes me feel more safe, and my freedom and liberty are secured of not getting coronavirus. You see, this is their concept of liberty, and this is a strong strain in America. Unfortunately, the Puritans brought it over with them again in 1624 when they plopped down in North America, and that has just infiltrated and been absorbed into American culture. Cancel culture is Puritan, right? The Puritans canceled Christmas. They canceled dancing and sport and everything else they could think of. They canceled it all. That's what we're facing. Kanye West is expressing a much more southern conservative view on a lot of things. Now, I know that he went to Illinois when he was older, and you could say that Illinois was more important, but his mother is Georgian, right? She's from Georgia. And so that particular part of his life, I don't think ever went away. It's in his DNA. It's in his DNA. I mean, you look at all across America when they've done these surveys about people. Who are your parents? What do they vote? Most people, it's in your DNA who you are and how you tend to view the world and think about things and the way that you vote oftentimes. You can't help it. And Kanye West, I think, is that as well. Now, voting for Kanye or Dr. Jorgensen or the Constitution Party candidate or whatever third Green Party candidate, whatever candidate you have, is not throwing your vote away. Because what often happens with these, and I think you see it with those polling numbers, you add to the voting electorate. I think Kanye West would probably bring people out to vote who wouldn't have voted otherwise. I think this is what Dr. Jorgensen, is talking about in one of her videos. She's saying, look, we've got 40 million people out there who are libertarians in reality, And we need to get them voting. People that are in the shadows, people that don't vote because they don't think their vote counts. So what these people are trying to do is expand the voting electorate, not contract it. And I think a lot of people wouldn't vote. Kanye West actually has said he's never voted in his life. Now, I don't know, I mean, is he telling the truth or not? I have no idea. But he said he's never voted in his life. Never voted one time. So Kanye West's desire is to get people out who haven't voted before to vote for him, right? Now, the major problem in all of this, of course, is nationalism, because the president really shouldn't matter as much as any of these people make it matter. I mean, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Joe Jorgensen, Kanye West, take your pick, shouldn't matter, because the states and localities are really the important thing when we talk about politics. It's where the rubber hits the road. It's what the founding generation understood. I mean, I'll just give you an example of a northerner. Roger Sherman served in local government his entire life, his entire adult life. Essentially, he was in local government. Now, he did serve in the Senate. He got involved in, quote unquote, national politics. But more importantly, he was in local government. You take John Hancock, same thing. I'm just using New Englanders. But there's southerners that did the exact same thing. John Rutledge, for example. You know, you look at the South, Patrick Henry, local politics. That federal thing didn't matter. And so this is where I would say to people when you're throwing your vote away, you're not, because maybe you wouldn't even have voted. I mean, if your choice and you are completely against Trump or completely against Biden or you're completely against both, then what do you have? And I think a lot of Americans are completely against both. They don't really want Trump. They don't really want Biden. So what do? Well, for me, I've always voted third party in presidential politics because the Republican Party is a disaster. Even if I agree with Trump on some things, I don't agree with him on others. Even if I agreed with Biden on some things, I wouldn't agree with him on others. So why vote for either of them? Why not vote for someone that reflects your views and go that route? Now, we could say that third parties tend to pull away from the main parties. And, you know, this is the argument. I just don't buy it because I think what you get is an expansion of the voting. Like, this is why when I said these polling numbers don't add up, why don't they add up? Because essentially you've added to the electorate. One of the things Obama was able to do in 2008 and 2012 is expand the voting electorate. People came out to vote for Obama who had never voted before or hadn't voted in a long time because they thought Obama was transformational. And I can critique that. I think he was awful. But this is why they did it. They came out to vote because they thought this was an opportunity to vote for someone who reflected their views. Well, maybe someone is out there thinking that about Kanye West or Joe Jorgensen. Maybe that's what they've got. I don't know. I mean, but that's where third party is not throwing away your vote. And I suggested all the way back in 2016 when I first started this podcast 4 years ago, before, you know, when I talked about Trump, Trump hadn't even become the nominee yet. He was still running against Ted Cruz, essentially. And I mentioned that in certain areas, and then we got to the election time, and I said, look, if you live in a state where it's really close, I mean, so for example, if you live in Michigan and you maybe think Trump's better than Biden, and not voting Trump might get Biden that state. Maybe you think your vote is more important going to Trump or to Biden, either way, whatever you think, than a third party candidate. But for me, in my state, it doesn't matter. Trump is going to win my state no matter what. And so I can vote however my conscience dictates. So this is where I think that reform of the Electoral College would be a nice thing. It would allow for someone like a Joe Jorgensen or even a Kanye West or whatever to actually gain votes and Electoral College votes, because maybe Kanye West could actually pick up an Electoral College vote or two. And if you do that with enough people, you're really going to create an environment where it's going to be harder if you have enough candidates out there. Maybe Kanye West gets some areas that people don't normally vote because they don't think Joe Biden or Donald Trump represents them. And so, but they're going to come out and vote for Kanye. Or maybe Joe Jorgensen gets an area that, again, libertarians are very strong in that region, in that area, and she's going to get enough to get an Electoral College vote or two. I think you could see it. One of the things that Kanye West said, which is interesting, he said, quote, on Democrats, that is a form of racism and white supremacy and white control to say that all black people need to be Democrat and to assume that me running is me splitting the vote. All of that information is being charged up on social media platforms by Democrats. And Democrats used to tell me, the same Democrats have threatened me. The reason why this is the first day I registered to vote is because I was scared. I was told that if I voted on Trump, my music career would be over. I was threatened into being in one party. I was threatened as a celebrity into being in one party. I was threatened as a black man into the Democratic Party. And that's what the Democrats are doing emotionally to my people, threatening them to the point where this white man can tell a black man, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. I think he makes a valid point here. I think he makes a valid point for all people who are thinking of, hey, if you don't vote for Trump, you're not pro-American. If you don't vote for Biden and you're black, you're not black. I mean, these are things that people will say to you. It's where do we really have the thought police in America? It comes to politics. On vaccines, you know, he said this. He said, it is so many of our children are being vaccinated and paralyzed, so when they say that we're going to fix COVID with a vaccine, I'm extremely cautious. That's the mark of the beast. They want to put chips inside of us. They want to do all kinds of things to make us, to make it where we can't cross the gates of heaven. I'm sorry when I say they, the humans that have the devil inside them, et cetera, et cetera. This is Kanye, of course, the new Kanye, the religious Kanye, but he's not incorrect about, you know, chips and other things, the tracking of humans. I mean, these are things, technology that people are talking about. Of course, he says he's pro-life, which is interesting, which is something that has not been affiliated with many members of the black community at this point, but I think that's incorrect. I think there are a lot more members of the black community that are pro-life than people realize. Again, it's that Southern influence in that. Let's see. He says some critical things about Black History Month. He says this is, you know, this is a problem to have just essentially one month. And he said it's a creation of... he says, every year they got to remind us of the fact we couldn't vote. They meaning white supremacy construct. He was asked about racial healing. He said, well, God has already started the healing. The conversation alone is healing and revealing. We all need to start praying and kneeling. Another bar after that. But when a rhyme comes together, I'm going to complete it, not inside the lines created by organizations that we know as our reality. The schools, the infrastructure was made for us to not truly be all we can be, but to be just good enough to work for the corporations that design the school systems. We're tearing that up. What we'll do is we're not going to tear up the Constitution. What we'll do is amend. So he's pointing to the establishment as a problem. So this is Kanye West, but I think that Kanye West, I mean, his position on Democrats, on Joe Biden, for example, is interesting. Why would he run? He's not very critical of Trump, but he says, you know, I'm not in line with Trump on everything, so he's going to run for president. Now, I mean, there's a perception that he's doing this as a publicity stunt to try to pull votes away from Joe Biden, that he really still is in line with Trump. And he did say, I would run as Republican if Trump wasn't there. I would run as an independent if Trump is there. He says, one of the main reasons I wore the red hat as a protest of the segregation of votes in the black community. You know, he's saying that he's not in line with all blacks should vote Democrat. So Kanye West is being very thoughtful here. Now let's talk about Joe Jorgensen, because that was really the question. I mean, Kanye West is not just simply a publicity stunt for West. I don't think so. I think he's giving some thoughtful answers to some things that he's asked about. But what about Joe Jorgensen? Her position on immigration is essentially the left libertarian position on immigration, though she said that she wants the United States to be Switzerland. I mean, I love that position, you know, to have the United States be Switzerland in terms of the Federation of Switzerland. She's talking about foreign policy. And that will be good, too. Armed neutrality. That would be fantastic. I mean, one of her main platforms, of course, is bringing the troops home. Talking about private solutions to these two major problems, the environment, Social Security, taxes, business, all of these things, of course, that are way overregulated. But again, her solutions are top-down center solutions. We should be talking about libertarian candidates at the local and state level, which is really where you're going to have the most impact. Where do you have the most regulations? If I want to start a business today, I don't appeal to the federal government for a business license. No, no. I got to go to my state government or my local government and say, can I open a business? Think about that. Can I open a business? Can I make money? Can you please let me make some money? Oh, state, this is a Middle Ages construct of the guild master saying, no, well, you know what? You can't do that because we don't give you permission. That's a Middle Ages construct. Or when we have, when we talk about, again, culture and the regulations and rules, that's cancel culture. That's Puritans deciding who can do what, who has liberties to do what, and who doesn't. Joe Napolitano wrote a piece a little while ago about the New Jersey governor and how it's, you know, liberty for me but not for thee. And he was eating in restaurants because he had his privileges. He was doing things that everyday New Jersey people could not do because, of course, the liberty was for him. It was selective liberty. This is the Puritan view. It's not hypocrisy. It's the Puritan view of liberty and of society. And again, this is where libertarians run into issues, because they don't fully understand there are different concepts of liberty. And if they really understood that there are different concepts of liberty, this would get hard because, of course, they're going to have to define these things, and that muddles up the message. When you just say liberty, people think you know. I think the general conception of liberty in America is freedom to, not freedom from. But when you look at this Puritan strain, you have to confront that. I mean, these people would say, I have a freedom from fear of the coronavirus, and so you should wear a mask. You wear the mask. You do it, or my liberty is being infringed by you. You know, I have a fear of, you know, take your pick of an issue of you know, bullying in schools. So I'm going to do these things with schools. When in reality, these people are the biggest bullies out there when it comes to their idea of hectoring to people about what people should and should not be doing. So I would say to those who would say, you know, is voting third party throwing away your vote? No, because I think what you're actually doing is expanding the vote. I think you're going to have people vote Donald Trump or Joe Biden no matter what. They're not interested in the Libertarian Party or Kanye West or the Constitution Party or the Green Party. They're not interested in those things. And so they're going to vote for those groups anyways. And it's not a protest vote. It's expanding the vote. And maybe you get more people voting. We have a very small fraction of Americans that actually are able to vote. Vote. Because I think that they have just tuned it out. And so when you add these other voices in, a Kanye West, a Joe Jorgensen, a Constitution Party, a Green Party, when you add these other voices in, you expand the voting electorate. And you get people that may not have voted vote. And you, as you saw in those polls, Joe Biden's numbers did not shrink. Trump's did by 1%. I think all those polls are going to be off, by the way. I think you're going to start seeing Biden come down quite a bit. More by the fall. I mean, as we get into September, you're going to see his polling numbers start to creep down just like they did with Hillary Clinton. It's going to happen. And I'm not so certain Biden can hold a lead and win the election. It's going to come down, though, to local areas. And just like it did in 2016, if Trump can pull off a blue-collar victory in these states that normally vote Democrat. Okay. So that's my answer to your position. Voting third party, if that's your conscience, you vote it. Even in an area that's close, but if you want to say, well, I mean, in my area, because my state's a swing state, Ohio, Michigan, you know, some of these states, well, maybe I need to vote Trump if I'm in that way, or maybe I need to vote Biden to try to have these people win if I'm on that side. Whatever it is, I think that's, I mean, that's a decision you have to make based on that. But I really think these third-party candidates expand the vote. And more importantly, we shouldn't care about these things anyways. We should be thinking locally and acting locally. And not just that. If we want to try to get more third parties, we need to be talking about Electoral College reform, not getting rid of the Electoral College, but actually making it more responsive to the different districts within those areas. And you could actually have these candidates maybe pick up an Electoral College vote, or 10 or 15, whatever it is. All right. Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Brian McClanahan Show. I'll see you next time. See you then.